This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Britain's King Charles was crowned at Westminster Abbey Saturday as tens of thousands of well-wishers poured into London to watch this important new chapter of British history. AP correspondent Karen Chamas had more.
Spectators came from far and wide to witness the ceremony steeped in ancient ritual. Lisa Yagi flew in from Buffalo, New York, especially for the coronation.
We leave tomorrow. We're here just for the weekend, just for the coronation and all the excitement and the energy.
As the crowds donning plastic crowns and Union Jack flags gathered by Buckingham Palace under rainy skies for over 8 hours. Many, such as Nina Hosking, were happy they did.
I thought it was absolutely brilliant.
Her favourite part?
The coach going past, the gold coach going past. I thought that was just amazing.
A flypast above Buckingham Palace sealed the day, leaving many happy they braved the very British weather. Karen Chamas, London.
Ukrainian soldiers fired a Soviet-made D-30 howitzer at Russian units attempting advances north of Bakhmut on Saturday. Up to two Russian squads charged in the direction of a village just 40 kilometers north of Bakhmut. This according to the artillery battery commander. Here's soldier Ihor Savyuk after his unit fired the howitzer and hastily masked it with a net. He says, with our fire, we destroyed a machine gun that supported their little charge. Russia's main mercenary group announced plans on Friday to withdraw from the eastern Ukrainian city, but Kyiv said the fighters were reinforcing positions to try to seize it before Russia marks World War II Victory Day next week.